This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That would be, of course, our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget Felix and the mail haulers out there, the bulk mail haulers going from the bulk mail warehouses to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, hauling the gas and the diesel out there so we got fuel to get back and forth to work and even out on the vacation if you're leaving out on one this weekend. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. By the way, get in the chat room and communicate with us that way, too. We're also on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. Our handles over there are all at Captain's America. That's the secret code over there, Captain's America. That's us. And, of course, we're also on Instagram, too. So check all of that out. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch.com is a website for the show. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Again, check that out and see all the different things that we have to offer for you over there. All right, well, joining us right now, hour number two, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, you had something you wanted to bring up this hour, so I'll let you have at it first.
Well, you know, you and I were talking during the break, and, you know, we were talking about how we're getting some new reports that, for example, Latinos seem to be breaking away in many ways from the Democrat Party, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it's quite interesting to me, Captain, that, again, it's ideas that take precedence. And certainly with what's happening in the economy, it's happening to everyone, regardless of your ethnicity, your cultural background, or whatever it may be. And people across the country are starting to say, wait a minute, something's going very, very wrong here. But the Democrat Party elite, now I'm not talking about rank and file Democrats in the nation, mm-hmm. but the Democrat Party elite have traditionally tried to make sure that, well, if you're of this ethnicity or if you're of that nationality, you need to have not maybe should have, but need to have, absolutely must have a certain political viewpoint. And when you deviate from that, then they get mad. The Democrat Party elite gets very mad. You know, for example, when Joe Biden said, well, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, in his exact words, right?
Right.
And that's just, it's a bad way of looking at people, and a bad way of trying to foist on people a certain political agenda. That's a very bad, very wrong.
Yep, I don't disagree with you at all on that one. Now, I'm going to talk about oil for just a second because there's some good news today here, folks. The price of crude oil has dropped a little bit. It's, let's see here, Brent crude is $99.23 and West Texas crude is $96.75 at the moment. And the price of gasoline at the refinery before the taxes are put on it and the delivery charges put on it is $3.15 a gallon. Now, that is really, really, once again, down by over 30 cents from where it was just a week ago.
It certainly is. I've actually seen some price drop here in my area, Captain, here in Orange County, California, right down the street from me. And now it's $5.99, so I guess technically that's under $6 a gallon.
Yay!
Yeah, and it was $6.29 maybe a week and a half ago, and then it dropped down to about $6.19, then it was $6.09, and now it's $5.99. But it's certainly going the right direction, but I hate to say it's going to be short-lived, I think.
Well, I paid $4.09 a gallon for it. That was the cheapest I was able to find. And then I found out about it about 4 or 5 miles away from where it was at. It was $3.99 a gallon.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it's just that, you know, and here we go. We're looking for, you know, saving literally cents, you know, on the gallon, and think we're getting some kind of deal. But the bad deal is that we're going to continue to see the prices ultimately go up, I would think.
By the way, House Republicans, folks, are demanding the DOJ release, the January 6th footage.
Well, sure. If you release the January 6th footage, then it can be scrutinized. I don't think Adam Schiff and company want everybody out there scrutinizing all the footage because it mm-hmm. won't allow them to make their story.
I know that some of the Capitol Police opened the doors to let the people in. I know that. You know that.
Right.
I know the Capitol Police moved some of the fencing for the people to get by. You know that, and I know that, right?
Yep.
So, consequently, my question is, that's on the film, that's on the video. Why can't we see it? All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, and I'll be right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early show. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Chris Markowski. He and I started on the radio at the same time. We've been chasing each other ever since, and he's on many of these same stations on the weekend with his Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. By the way, I will also tell you that Chris is on at 47 past in hour number 3 of our show 5 days a week. So at 47 minutes past the hour, in hour number 3, you'll hear Chris Markowski. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And I'm often asked when I go somewhere, hey, does that stuff really work? Well, yeah. And usually I've got a pack or something like that in my pocket, and I'll show them what it looks like because they want to know what it looks like and this, that, and the other and all that. And I'll tell them how I got started with it. It was strictly an accident, just like this. I was listening to an ad on the radio, and I was in pain, and I was having trouble. And I said, man, I got to do something different. So I did, and I started with Relief Factor, and I've never looked back because it worked from day one right off the bat. I could not believe it worked right off the bat. And it helped me, and it still helps me every day. Because in the morning, my morning is actually your afternoon. I get up about noontime to 1 o'clock every day. And what I do is I take a little packet, 4 capsules in the packet, and boom, away I go. Now, you can find out more. And by the way, if you have consistent back pain or knee pain or shoulder pain or ankle pain or hip pain or foot pain or any kind of pain at all, you owe it to yourself to check this product out. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. And you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 plan. And if it works, the end of 3 weeks, it goes to the regular delivery. You got nothing to be concerned about. Otherwise, just say, okay, I tried it, it didn't work, but I have not had anybody, and I'm being perfectly serious and honest here. I've not had anybody come up to me and tell me that this product would not work. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995 on a three-week quick start. Hey, Kyle, what do we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. You betcha. All right.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We had a couple of Republican candidates for U.S. Senate, Mr. Lamont and Mr. Masters, slug it out at the GOP Newsmax Arizona debate the other night. I'm not sure who won, but I'm being told it was very close. What did you hear?
Well, basically the same thing, and obviously, Captain, you know, what the GOP is talking about and what the different candidates are going to be saying, you know, I think, number one, I think it all has to flow to the same goal, and that goal is, of course, to get control of the House and the Senate, clear control. Some would like supermajorities. We don't know if that's going to happen, but obviously they've got a lot of material to work with, and they also have to, I think, really be able to demonstrate to people how they're going to follow through. In other words, vote for us. Here's what we're going to do. It's sort of like we mentioned in the past, the contract with America, that sort of thing, I think, by and large, across the GOP, is what's needed.
Okay. Now, one of our regular listeners, he's with us every night, Mark over in Clearwater, sent me something for thought. We're just going to throw it out there to the group and see what anybody thinks. 2024, the GOP ticket, Donald Trump for president, Mike Pompeo for vice president. I like that.
Yeah, that would be a very powerful ticket.
Then in 2026, which would be after Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, finishes his second term down here, he would be given a highly visible cabinet position. And after grooming the next Florida governor down here to take his place. How do you like that?
Well, that's also quite interesting because it goes along with the idea that he'll continue to be governor.
Then until, you know, finishes two terms. Right. Then in 2028, Pompeo and DeSantis would join to be a team. Pompeo would run not as a vice president anymore. He would run for president, having had a term as vice president. And DeSantis would run with him, and they would run for two terms. You get elected for two terms.
Yeah, but, I mean, this kind of idea is not far-fetched, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's entirely doable. One of the things that we see, Captain, I think, when we look at the GOP side, is we see a pretty good deep bench. An experienced bench, a bench that would include people like Mike Pompeo and include people like Ron DeSantis. On the Democrat side, you know, they're trying to figure out, wow, how do we get Kamala Harris not to have to run for president at some point because she's going to do probably as well in the primaries as she did before she was ever brought onto the ticket.
Yeah.
You know, and on it goes. And then you got Hillary Clinton lurking around there in the back. And it just, it's a disaster on that side.
And then in 2036, after you had Pompeo and DeSantis for two terms, you would have DeSantis running for president for possibly two more terms.
Again, it's all doable. You know, you do have ups and downs politically and ups and downs in the economy and things happening in the world. But, Captain, I think voters are going to start getting real convinced that look at what's happened just in the last year and a half, basically. Look where we are in the world, on the world stage. Look what's happened to our economy. Look what's happened to our energy, our national security. Don't put it into these hands again, like the Joe Biden and the people in the Biden administration that are making all this stuff happen.
Here's part of the problem. I was looking at the experience of the cabinet officers that are in Biden's cabinet. The majority of them don't have 2 years of business experience. How can you run a government agency without knowing a little something about how to run a business?
Well, that's right. And that was actually a question, by the way, back during the Obama campaign. And the Obama campaign, as I recall, said, well, he has plenty of experience to run a big organization because he's running this big campaign. you know, words to that effect. And it's like, well, that doesn't really kind of pass muster. You want someone who's actually been out in the big world doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is the government turning on our farmers and vice versa? Have you noticed the war on the farmers?
Well, I know it's incredibly hard on the American farmer right now, and a lot of times, yeah, and the land, of course, is being bought up in many ways, and the family farm is now becoming quickly, unfortunately, a thing of the past.
Well, the Chinese and the Russians, well, not so much the Russians, but the Chinese are just literally buying things up as fast as they can get it.
Well, that's really true. And then it starts to beg the question, well, wait a minute. Well, then who's going to be ultimately able to manipulate these kinds of things? And sometimes it's even can be environmental, or it can be having to do with government regulations. You know, Captain, here in the Southern California area, or in the Central California area, the San Joaquin Valley, they're getting ready to retire some 1 million acres of farmland because of the water issues, pumping water up out of the ground and so forth. So a lot of these, I mean, these have huge effects.
But yet they don't take the winter runoff water that comes from the melting snow and use it. It goes out of the ocean.
It goes right to the ocean.
You're what a exactly bunch of dopes.
Right. Well, that's right. You see, this is what people, I think, are starting to really home in on. They're saying, why can't we apply practical solutions to these problems instead of simply being told we can't solve it? It's unsolvable. Mm-hmm. And just do what we tell you and restrict, and here's some more restrictions for you.
By the way, the lawmakers, House and Senate yesterday, were asking the USDA for an update on drug smuggling in our food imports.
Interesting, yes.
No, they've been shipping drugs inside fish, and because fish smell, right?
Right, of course.
So they stuff it down the inside of a fish, and trying to sneak it in that way. That doesn't work all the time, though.
No, it's akin to, you know, like putting drugs in coffee and stuff like that, trying to throw the dogs off the scent in many cases.
Well, that does work, but they have to have a lot of coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why Customs, let's see, there was a movie, I can't remember what the movie was, and they were using coffee grounds in the artwork to hide the drugs that were coming in. I forget who the movie was, who it was. It was not very long ago either. Oh, it was Eddie Murphy. Hollywood Cop. There we go.
Was that Beverly Hills Cop?
Beverly Hills Cop, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so Kyle, you hold on to that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We've certainly got a lot of stuff to talk about yet. And when we come back, one of the things we're going to talk about is the U.S. military and something that's happening there that ought to rile any veteran when I tell you what it is I'm going to talk about. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is defending his decision to visit the Saudi crown prince, whom U.S. intelligence officials believe ordered the 2018 killing of a journalist. This is all as he kicks off his 5-day trip to the Middle East. The president stated that the Saudis are key to stabilizing the area and reiterating his devotion to human rights. Back in June, the president said he would not meet with the crown prince and promised to make the Saudis a, quote, pariah state during his campaign. Authorities have located all the 44 people who were reported unaccounted for in a remote part of Southwest Virginia after a sudden and severe storms hit the area. There were no deaths reported in the flooding, but one person was injured from a snake bite. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live in a living color from Tampa, Florida. And I want to remind everybody that can make it this Saturday and Sunday. The Two Guys Gun Shows presents their first show ever at the Strawberry Festival Grounds over in Plant City. Now, people have been waiting for this, and I mean they've been waiting for it for a while, and I can't wait to get over there myself on Saturday. I'll be there from 9 to 3. I'll have a couple of my Captain's Army folks with me from the radio station. You'll be able to meet the lovely Olivia, and Jose will be with me. Now, over 16,000 square feet of firearms, ammunition, knives, outdoor equipment, and more. Plenty of new gun dealers, plus private sellers with outstanding antiques and collections, something the other shows just don't have. Now, this will be the biggest Two Guys show in years and the first ever in Plant City. For vendor information, you can call Guy at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442. This Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 9 to 3. Don't forget, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3. So come on by. And the festival, the gun show is located on the Strawberry Festival grounds in the Tico Expo Hall at 2301 West Oak Avenue in Plant City. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, and let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. What do you think there, Kyle?
All right, that sounds like it'll be a great time.
Oh, yeah. Come on down.
I'd love to.
Well, you're invited.
Thanks.
You're invited, so just hop in a corporate jet and fly on over here.
That's
we'll,
right.
We'll bill somebody. Okay. I don't know who will bill somebody. All right. Listen, I got some information yesterday. This is a story that came off Newsmax, and it's from the Senior Citizens League. They reported that Social Security payments could see a cost of living adjustment next year of as much as 10.5%. Now, that means that as much as $175 could be added to the current average monthly retiree benefit because of the fact that they have the 5.9% that they got this year, which is the highest it'd been in a number of years,
right,
is long since gone with the cost of living at 11-point-some-odd percent.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, next year, I mean, yes, it'd be good. I mean, we'd need to have that kind of increase. But next year, is that really going to help people right now? Is it?
No.
Is Joe Biden fighting for them right now?
No.
Is the Democrat Congress fighting for them?
No. But I'm going to tell you, this will be the last blast of the Democratic Congress to say, look what we did. Look what we did. Look, we gave the seniors because they needed help, and we took care of them. That'll be the last blast of the blasted Democrats. And it'll finally be something that makes sense because, again, they're the ones who created the damn inflation to begin with.
Well, precisely, yes.
But it's got to stop. We can't have any more of these multi-trillion-dollar packages out there to pay people not to work and all this other nonsense that was done. I mean, it makes our country unproductive. We just can't do that.
We really can't. You know, I will say this. I was out for lunch today, and there was one person who was the server for the whole restaurant. And
oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly. And so you could tell they're having a little bit of a hard time, so try to give them some kind words, you know. But because in my estimation, Captain, here's a person who showed up for work. Here's a person who's really trying to do the best they can. And obviously got to praise them for it. But the idea, of course, is that you're right. More people should be getting back to work. They should be looking to get a job and not worrying about whether or not the government's going to give them something that literally they live at the subsistence level then. That's not what America's all about. America's about improving, going forward, and making more and doing better. You know, it's all about that. It's not about just having just enough to get by.
Now, the person that is in charge of the Russian basketball program yesterday testified in court for WNBR star Brittany Griner in her trial on drugs.
Yes, exactly. It's interesting to see where this might be going at some point. But, you know, Captain, I don't think that there's a lot of people out there wanting somehow that there would be an exchange for some pretty hardened terrorists or criminals or this kind of thing in exchange. So the administration's in a real rock and a hard place.
Yeah. Now, the U.S. military, Kyle, has been devastated by the Obama-era downsizing. That's where this all started. And now the woke culture, which is just absolutely killing recruiting. A lot of people join the military because their parents have been in, their uncles have been in, their best friends have been in, whatever the situation, and they go in there for a couple of different reasons. Number one is to serve, and number two is for the benefits you're going to get after you come out. In other words, if you do 4 years in the military, you're going to wind up with 4 years of college.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Captain, I remember Colin Powell, way back in the day, he liked to say that there was one color in the Army or in the military, and that was green.
Army green.
That's right. And that's, you know, the military is never supposed to have been a social experiment or this kind of thing. It's its own society in and of itself. And in so many ways, your performance and your abilities help to get you, you know, mm-hmm. through the ranks and this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're all one thing. We're mm-hmm. all, you know, the military is all one mm-hmm. thing. And unfortunately, when you try to come in and bring in more division than what's already there from the you know, from the get-go, is really not the way to create an effective fighting force that's supposed to stand up for example, to China, which, correct me if I'm wrong, don't they have the biggest navy at this point?
And they do.
This kind of thing? Yeah, and they're not sitting around worrying about the same things that we seem to be, at least in terms of the leadership, and that's going to be a major factor coming up.
Now, the Democrats, I've gotten very good at playing a little game. Whatever they call us, the Republicans, the conservatives, the Americans, whatever they call us, is in fact what they are themselves. Have you noticed that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a tactic.
So, to fight fire with fire, when they throw out, oh, you're a racist, you're sexist, you're this, really, takes one to know one. Drive them up the wall. Start accusing them of their own stuff and just drive them right up the freaking wall and let them show how batty they are.
Well, right. Exactly. And this is part and parcel of the tactics, and that is to call you a name, which is simply designed to make you shut down so you can't say anything more. You know, well, so-and-so, you're just a racist. And then suddenly this is supposed to make you simply not talk anymore because for fear of being called a racist again, when in reality what you said, it wasn't racist or you don't harbor those kinds of beliefs. But that's exactly how they do that. But that's one particular word. They'll call you something else, you know, and it's designed so that you can't make an argument and they can simply bully you.
Now, I'm going to compliment the people of San Francisco that voted that district attorney out because the new San Francisco DA that they have is now pushing a pro-police policy after the city recalled the clown that was in there before him.
That's right. That's right. Was it Bodine or somebody, if I recall correctly? This is major. Again, this is where the shift starts to occur because people see that, hey, this was literally out to lunch. I mean, you can't have that kind of thing happening and expect there to be law and order or society to be safe from the criminal element. You know, it's a whole different deal.
Now, we're finding out that hacking is still alive and well because government-sponsored hackers from China, Turkey, Iran, and North Korea are impersonating journalists out on the web, journalists. And once they gain access and info to whoever it is they're trying to report about, supposedly, that's when the governments around the world find out about what it is that they've hacked.
Well, exactly right. This is always going on. This is ongoing. And so it's one of the big things, you know, where's the war going to be fought initially? And it's going to be fought in cyberspace. You know, that's one of the ways you can begin to take out infrastructure or the ability to control it and this kind of thing. And that may be one of the first signs that something really big is coming.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we head into the next Trucker's Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. We the people. We get it done, and we wave the flag while we're doing it. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on and do it.
song first came out, Kyle, and the people were dancing and dancing and dancing. And I'll tell you what, that was a fun song to dance to. Do it till you're satisfied.
Yeah, that's a cool one. Absolutely.
All right, that's the BT Express doing that. All right, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, out in Montana tonight, Captain, if you're coming up Interstate 15 in the Boulder region, near Helena, up near Wolf Creek, out towards White Sulphur Springs, you've definitely got some strong thunderstorms that are going to be impacting that area right now. So you definitely want to be aware of that. If we look on the radar map and so forth, we're definitely seeing a lot of rain in that area. Looks like since last hour, the active rain has actually moved more east and now goes up towards just a little bit east of Great Falls over towards Stanford. So you got to be aware of that and careful if you're in that area. We've also got a lot of rain in Utah tonight coming across I-70 just from the border of Colorado as you head into Utah. You've also got rain that's straddling the border between Nevada and Utah right now. It's going to start up a little bit north of St. George and go a little bit north of that up towards Gandy, right there on the border. Been down in New Mexico right now, still rain around Santa Fe, and not really covering Interstate 25, staying east of that as you head down towards Hatch, but you definitely got rain and clouds in that area, so be careful out there.
All righty. Well, you know, we talked about a little bit of flooding going on, a little bit of weather up there along the North Dakota and Minnesota line. That now has moved over inland a little bit more closer to the Twin Cities. There's a couple of areas in there where, again, they had that monster thunderstorm that engulfed the entire Minneapolis-St. Paul area and left behind a lot of water, a lot of standing water, a lot of flooding water, and it's starting to move its way out of the city into the tributaries right now. So that's what we're seeing there. Now, in the meantime, Kansas right now, you've not only got a high heat warning there, but you've also got a severe thunderstorm watch. There were some thunderstorms there yesterday. Where this heat is, there's a lot of different weather that's coming along with it. Central part of Oklahoma City, Tulsa, also same thing, heat. But they've also got severe thunderstorm watches there, so that could get interesting. Now, where I told you they had the poor air quality alert down in the Metroplex, down in Dallas, that area has now increased in size down there, so it's even bigger than what it was before. Again, Houston, a little bit of spotty fog there, and then from Galveston all the way down to McAllen, areas of patchy fog there as well. Moving over along the Florida coast, we do have the system that I've told you about that's off the coast of Tallahassee. There's rain with that, there's wind with that. It's not really going to be anything other than a rainmaker, per se. Well, where it's going to go today as things heat up again, probably across the peninsula and probably up the East Coast. Now, we also have a series of storms off of North Carolina's coastline right now. And we have them doing the same thing up there that was doing down in Florida. There is some flooding in the central part of the state around Kenley in North Carolina, which is, if you're on I-95, it's about halfway up North Carolina to Virginia. And we got a little bit of fog in the Chesapeake Bay area tonight. And that's about all that I see going on there, Kyle. In the meantime, why don't you tell us about the Pilot and Flying J and then tell us about your show.
Thank you, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's easy to join their rewards program. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app, and if you already have a My Rewards card, you can add that into the app or select New Card, and that way you can start enjoying more points, savings, and convenience. You can download it very easily today, pilotflyingj.com. They're waiting for you, and you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we will talk to you again tomorrow night on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to keep our eyes on different things that are going on. By then, Joe Biden will have had his discussion with the Saudis. We'll see what's going on there. I think he's expecting to be talking about a lot of oil and whatnot coming back out of there, but I don't think that's going to happen either.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Nope, I'm not holding my breath. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, again, kylewarrenshow.com is how you find out more about him. And right now, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. We're going to go over there to her. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
How about that? How about that? All right. Now, Joe Biden, of course, over in Israel yesterday, I believe, is he in Saudi Arabia yet or not?
Well, I think it's today, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think he's there yet, is he?
I don't know.
Okay. I haven't seen anything come across that he's, like, landed on the ground. And the only thing that I heard yesterday was, oh, Joe is shaking hands with all these people. Oh, my God, this is awful. He's shaking hands. He's shaking hands. Well, the Saudis, for years and years and years, if you didn't shake their hand, you didn't have a deal.
Well, he said before he left, or his press office said, that he wouldn't be shaking hands in the entire trip. That he would be, if for anything else, he would be doing a fist bump. Well, that lasted about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I saw about two fist bumps, and everything else was shaking hands. Mm-hmm.
And then in one part of a speech, he said it's because he was in Jerusalem. He said it's nice to be here in the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was asked by the media if he recognizes Jerusalem as the capital, and he said no.
Yep.
So therein lies yet another problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this has not been a good trip at all. He is all in on this Iranian nuclear deal. He's all in on it. And there's another problem. Apparently, there is a deal on the table, and it's just waiting for some kind of signature or approval or something, and everybody in the Middle East is upset.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know there was supposed to be some sort of gathering of the Middle Eastern states, and that might be what you're talking about there, the thing to be signed.
No, the Iranian nuclear deal.
Oh, all right, the JCPOA.
All right.
All right. Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music in my ear, and I'll be back, folks, with Denise Simon from Founders Code, founderscode.com. Of course, it's a website. Go over there and check out all the different things that she writes about and has to offer and find out about what she does. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.